This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. So it's my pleasure today to be joined by Professor Alan Whiteside, Executive Director of HERD, which is an institute that sits in the University of KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. It's an institute that conducts applied research to support development interventions for HIV/AIDS. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So we had a session at CSIS today about prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS, or PMTCT. And essentially, the conversation was about B+, which is after a mother gives birth to her child, we're still keeping that mother on antiretroviral treatment. Can you talk about the cost-effectiveness of this model?
This is a very interesting question because everyone's heart has to say, wow, this is absolutely where we need to be. It's when your head gets engaged that you might begin to see some of the potential pitfalls. None of these pitfalls mean we shouldn't do it. I think B+ is an amazing opportunity. But when we talk about economics, we're talking about things other than cost effectiveness, because cost effectiveness is how we make the best use of the resources we have. We're talking about rates of return, which means we may need to be comparing this with other health interventions like nutrition. We may need to be comparing it with interventions around specific diseases. We also need to be talking about cost-benefit analysis, and we need to be talking about sustainability going into the long term. Putting somebody on treatment for anything, whether it's diabetes or hypertension or ART, is a long-term commitment, and we need to be sure that it's going to be sustainable, because it would be criminal to give people life and then take it away.
And if this is long-term, who do you suspect will pay for this?
This is going to vary very much from country to country. When we look at where the epidemic is located, there are a number of countries where it's small enough that it should be just a part of the government health budget, and that could be sustained. And I think particularly here of Western Africa, North Africa, and most of Asia and Latin America. And that is then a decision which needs to be taken at the political level by the Minister of Health, the Minister of Finance, by the representation that, yes, we are going to put these people on treatment for life, and that means life. Not an issue. There are countries where the epidemic is very serious, like my own country, where we could afford it, and it would make sense for us with our relatively high expenditure per person to have people on treatment. We can do it for life. And then there are a third group of countries, and these are the ones where we really do have problems. And these are the poorer countries with high burdens. We're talking about countries like Malawi, where the level of health expenditure is under $40 per person per year, and the cost of putting somebody on treatment for life is probably close to $200 or $300 per person per year. So here, the big question is, who's going to pay? And I don't know the answer yet.
And there's a lot of talk this week at the International AIDS Conference about country ownership. Mm. If we're putting people on treatment for life, how likely do you think true country ownership is, will be, and the future of, you know, who's taking responsibility for these programs?
Again, I think that's an extremely important question. And we have to look at the three sorts of countries. Country ownership is the biggest problem in poor countries with high HIV burdens. And I actually think we are entering an area which needs research, and I hope your organization would pick up some of this, around what does it mean to have a significant proportion of your population dependent for their lives on other people's generosity. PEPFAR, we're in Washington. Wow, it's wonderful to be here, because PEPFAR was one of the truly generous innovations, gifts to the world from America. Is it going to be sustainable to 2020? Who is going to pay? And I think there are some pointers here. One is we do need more resources from within the countries, but secondly, we need to be talking about long-term investment for health. So commitments which say, actually, we will be here for the next 10 or 15 years. And the other thing I think we should be looking at is some of the newly emerging countries and asking them to come and be players, come and have seats at the table and be players in the game. And here we'd be talking about places like China and India. And I'm not necessarily talking about money, because it could be in-kind contributions from doctors right the way through to drugs.
And the last question I'll ask you, just to turn the questions on where you're from, Southern Africa. What do you see in terms of PMTCT progress, the agenda for HIV? Mm. Are you optimistic about it?
You know, when we look at PMTCT and what has happened and what UNICEF have done, I think this is one of the few success stories in the HIV epidemic. But I think in a way one could almost quote Marx, and that is to say, it isn't enough to change the illusions. We have to change the conditions that cause the illusions. And perhaps in addition to PMTCT, we should focus on preventing those young women and girls from getting infected in the first place. Because ultimately, if you have a generation that is not infected, you don't need to do the prevention of mother-to-child transmission. I am optimistic about the future, but I think we've got a long way to go, and until such time as the number of new infections falls below the number of people who are living with who are HIV positive and who are dying, until we reach that HIV transition, we have a problem, and I really don't think we're addressing it. I will add one more thing, and that is I wish there were more people looking at these issues in an open manner. Researchers, think tanks need to engage around this and to be talking about where we're going, what it means to have this long-term dependency around the epidemic.
Well, Professor, thank you so much for joining us today. Interested listeners that want to hear more about today's PMTCT event, please visit smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you again.
You're very welcome.